At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So the Bears began their voluntary offseason workout regimen on April 15th. On Monday, tax day, they reported to work. They probably didn't worry about that stuff the way we did. But it fascinates me still. And I know this is going to be like I'm a broken record this offseason. It's still kind of amuses me. I'm not sure what the right verb is, Dan, but right now Tyson Bagent is the Bears starting quarterback. So when they call the starting offense into the room to watch tape or whatever they're doing or the organized team activities or their offseason regimen, Tyson Bagent is QB1. I don't know how I feel about that, but I have to get on board because I don't think the Bears are going to add a veteran unless somebody comes available during camp. But I don't think they're going to go into a camp with a veteran. It's going to be Caleb Williams, Tyson Bagent, and Brett Rypien.
Well, listen, we're a month plus away from the team being allowed to go out on the field and start doing actual practicing. So the QB1 designation doesn't mean anything at this point. And so by the time that the Bears have an actual practice, the guy who is going to be QB1 is a guy we've been talking about for months, Caleb Williams. He's going to slide Tyson aside and say, "Nice to meet you. I'm Caleb. Can you carry my backpack and my and my notepad to the next
and my dress?"
You're really stuck on this, aren't you?
I mean, the dress. He said he's going to wear a dress. A Bears quarterback in a dress. That sounds very Rodman-esque. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see if this happens. I'm very intrigued.
But so there's that part of it. And this is one of those years where the start of the offseason program didn't really have much ripple effect to it because there's not any major contractual gripes going on. There's not any quarterback drama going on at the present moment. And so the Bears are just going to go and lift weights and meet together as a team and start to get swole for the start of OTAs next month.
Let's bring the starting offense into the room. Let's get it started. Okay, who's the quarterback? Oh, Tyson. It matters. He can tell his kids that for like 4 weeks of glory, he was this QB1.
He already did that last year.
I know that's
four
true.
4 weeks this QB1.
That's true.
He's done this and he handled himself quite well.
2-2. I know. I remember.
Again, like I'm disappointed that we haven't had more time this offseason to really dive deeper in on the Tyson Bagent story because that's one that we really need to spend some time on before it's all said and done.
We kind of talked over, but there's no doubt. And I just want to make sure, because some teams have screwed this up, and certainly the Bears have screwed this up before. The minute Caleb Williams is drafted and the card is in, he's a starting quarterback, right? They're giving, Caleb, here's your locker, here's your jersey, here are the keys to the organization. Go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I don't think there's any
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Any sort of gray area here at all that they're going to say, oh, wait, you know, if there was, it would be some long in the tooth established veteran coming here to build the bridge. But I think this, I don't think they need a bridge in this case. And it's Caleb Williams' show from the minute that he hugs Roger Goodell next week. One other thing on Caleb Williams here, while we've got a second in the conversation, Charles Robinson at Yahoo is overseeing their annual all juice team. Now that all juice team started with the late Perez Taylor putting forth a list of guys every year that met the, you know me, I'm a juice guy, that met the qualifications for bringing something a little extra. It wasn't always just, you know, top 10 picks. It wasn't always just early day two guys and above. It was a whole list of guys in the draft that where it was like, these are guys that are going to be something in the league because I like them. Well, since Charles Robinson has taken it over for his late friend, he had the latest addition for the 2024 all juice team from the draft class. And the quarterback of that team is none other than Caleb Williams. And it's not just solely based on his ability to play. It's based on the entire package that he brings to the table. And so on a podcast on Yahoo Sports, Charles Robinson explained some of the conversations he had with people around the league that helped them get that conclusion rubber stamped and put an exclamation point behind it. Here's some of what Charles Robinson had to say on that topic.
The stuff that we're, you know, whatever problems people have with them right now, you know, they're nitpicking a lot of different things. And an evaluator said to me, like, we've literally been staring at this kid since his true freshman season at Oklahoma. He's like it's, there's nobody you stare at, particularly at the quarterback position, who plays it at a super high level, by the way, as a true freshman. And after 3 years, you just get, he's like, he almost said sick. He stopped himself where he said, you know, you just get sick at looking at guys, but that was sort of the insinuation. And so I will say the one thing I really enjoyed, someone when you're looking for comps for Caleb, and you hear a lot of the Rodgers comps now. And one guy said to me, though, he was like, I think he's sort of a hybrid between Favre and Rodgers. He's like, because he's got a lot of the athletic traits of Rodgers and the arm and these different things. He said, but the one thing that he has with Favre, he doesn't like to let a play die. Like he will do. And he said, that's a good thing. And sometimes it's a bad thing. He's like, just like with Favre, it was a good thing, but sometimes it was a really, really bad thing because he would do dumb things or try to do wild stuff. And he says, you kind of see that in Caleb's game. That was a comp that I had not heard until we did this team, the hybrid of those two players that I actually really like.
Yeah, that's a good comp. I see why people go to Mahomes. When you watch him play, cause like the off schedule stuff, and he does make some crazy throws, you know, maybe I still kind of like, should be calling anyone Mahomes? Cause he's like,
right. Yeah.
He's Mahomes. But, yeah. But Caleb, I think, you know, as far as like any quarterback in the draft that has like a real chance to hit superstar level, just based on the traits. And he's going to be going to a good situation too with, Keenan Allen and DJ Moore. They've got a top 10 pick on offensive line from last year. Last year's all juice tackle, Darnell Wright. So it's a good situation. I'm excited for him. He's not going to as terrible a situation as last year's all juice team quarterback, Carolina. This team has kind of done the opposite, where one team traded up for the quarterback. The other team kind of had it fall into their laps. And now, Caleb gets to go play on a talented team and hopefully, you know, live out his best version of himself in the NFL, because I think that can be a pretty exciting player.
David, if you're into theater, how juicy would the theater be for the Chicago Bears to enact 30 years worth of revenge on the Green Bay Packers with a quarterback that is being compared to a hybrid between Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre?
You got to love those comparisons.
I mean, like, yeah. If that comes to fruition and you're able to sort of punch back for the first time since the late 80s with a guy that can do all the things that those guys up there were doing to you forever, it would just be unbelievable theater.
Well, it'd be unbelievable theater. It'd be tremendous. It's every Bears fan's fantasy. But I also think that in the here and now, it suggests that the way he's being described, he will immediately be better than Jordan Love. Or it could be. And think about that, because Jordan Love finished the year, last 8 weeks of the season, he was as good as any quarterback in the NFC. And if Caleb Williams is as good as he was just described by an outside impartial observer who talks to people and he's plugged into the league, this is what we're talking about, people. This is why this was a no-brainer all along. This is what you're about to get. And, yeah, a lot of ground to cover, but I think it tells you that there's no suspense. There's no suspense. It's just a matter of the Bears getting to draft night and handing in the card.
No question about it. Those were the voices of Charles Robinson and Charles McDonald that you heard in that clip there. And I believe I misspoke earlier. It was Therese Paylor that started the All Juice team. I made that little slip of...
That's okay. It's a hard name to say. Yeah. And he did a great job in creating that and certainly left a legacy. It's just a tremendous thing to talk about every year. Dan, just to underscore what we're talking about, Caleb Williams, the consensus number one, as we've been referring to all along. Mike Lombardi, who's friend of the program, controversial guy, tweeted this out on Tuesday afternoon. Outside of Caleb Williams at number one, QB rankings are completely different from team to team. This is especially true for polarizing prospects like Drake May and J.J. McCarthy. Everything is on the table for round one. It's nice not to be worrying about what way things could go. Although it affects the Bears at number nine, certainly not as high as the stakes are at number one. So that just tells you a lot of things could happen, a lot of twists and turns, a lot of drama, but not with the Bears with the top pick.
Short little tease for something that I've got coming possibly this weekend in Chicago Tribune print edition, and we're still waiting to figure out our online launch date. But just a little bit of a look into what the Bears are getting in Caleb Williams and how Ryan Poles, a general manager who's been front and center in this vetting process, has processed the getting to know you part of this equation with Caleb Williams and the things that he hopes to put in place to elevate this young man to levels that quarterbacks in Bears history have never elevated to. We'll see which direction it goes.
Look forward to that. A couple little tidbits I want to ask you about real quick. Cody Whitehair signs a one-year, $3 million contract with the Las Vegas Raiders. Luke Getsy's the offensive coordinator. Didn't he bench him in Chicago?
Well, Matt Eberflus benched him, but it was just kind of a combination of just trying to find the right group up front. Cody Whitehair still got a little game in him. He can give you that veteran experience, that life that you want up front, and he can be versatile. That's something that all teams are going to sign up for, right? Is that versatility to be able to make your life easier when you start to have injuries across the offensive line, which Cody showed numerous times throughout his career. He could step in anywhere needed in a pinch.
And since I seem to be a little bit preoccupied with what's going to be on the back of Caleb Williams on draft night, what's going to be on the back of his shoulder pads every Sunday, what number is he going to wear? Did I see something somewhere where Keenan Allen will now wear 15 with the Bears? Did I see that, Studs?
I have not seen that yet. I don't know what number it's going to be. Certainly, you would like to know that by probably next Friday morning, because if you're the Bears and you are going to market the hell out of this thing like you're supposed to market the hell out of this thing, you want those jerseys flying off of the shelf and flying out of the Bears online shop the minute that pick is announced.
Studs tells me that I'm glad I didn't retweet it. I'm glad I didn't see it, but there was a fake account making the rounds with bad info about jersey numbers. That's why I asked it as a rhetorical question, because how in the world could you make that change if you're Keenan Allen? You've worn 13 all your career. I hope that he keeps it, and I hope that Caleb Williams wears number 18.
Caleb Williams likes to buck trends. Caleb Williams may decline to wear a number at all and just put the S on his chest, right? And we'll just have the Superman S and away we go.
What about agent zero? What about number zero?
Possibility.